are here. Amen. God has a word for us. Amen. We're going to dismiss the children. I see your left. So all the children are going to be dismissed over here. They're going to go hear what God in their way. Amen. We're going to start to prepare ourselves and our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God. So we're going to ask everyone if you can greet the pastor. Amen. With a hearty, praise the Lord.
Kindness. Thank God for all of you, our visitors and friends. Amen. Thank God that people still have a mind to hear from the Lord. How many want to hear a word from God? How many of us want to hear a word from God? Can we all just say together, speak, Lord, for thy servant, hear it. Once again, speak, Lord, for thy servant, hear it. Amen. It's not important the person that's behind the pulpit. The only thing that's important is that the Lord is speaking. For that we say, thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the life of me. We thank God for all of you that are here. Give yourselves a hand praise. Come on, give yourselves a hand praise. We didn't have to be in church. But I heard somebody say, we thought it not robbery to be in the house of the Lord. So we're going to ask you this man. As I said, we know that we're a little behind schedule. Amen. Even doing our work on the power here, we thought it was breakers. Went to the church from like 7 to almost 9 o'clock trying to figure out what the problem was. Because half of the church was on and half of the church was off, which is unusual. So after we checked every breaker box in the church, we did call the National Grid, said they had a power outage. So we thank God for that. Thank God for power outage and not an internal problem. But you know, we have the churches on and half the churches off. That doesn't usually happen. But nevertheless, God is good. So at about 10:30, I want to thank God. At least God blessed us that we have half the church. So we've been alternate power to everything. And after I said thank God and walk out the pulpit, everything went off. Amen. So the other day, I ran out and picked up some generators. I had one, I think Joy had one. And by the time we got there with the generators, thank God the lights were back on. So we've had a busy morning. Nevertheless, God is good. How many know God is faithful? Come on, how many know God is faithful? Y'all know that I'm from Atlanta. We used to know choir church. I know you know that there's a little reserve. Amen. But how many got a fire burning?
And as long as we in the church, including this, I'm including myself, right? As long as
you're going to find a perfect church. All right, so I always include myself because I'm just a man. God has put me in this position, but I'm no better than anybody else. So anytime we go to church, we look to find problems. We should go to church being part of the solution for God to change things. We live in a dangerous, evil world. We should want to change things. So St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 11th verse. I would tell you, I would be a perfect the first thing she said, yeah, you messed the church up. Right? But, I don't know who you standing next to, but I like you standing to me, all right? So, that's be all right, right? But verse 11 says, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, Bible means was comparable to incurable cancer in our days. Amen. Leprosy in my day was comparable to cancer in our age. And most leprous people were confined to their own colony. They couldn't even mix with the regular people. Amen. And it is a horrible disease where portions of their skin and body, fingers, hands, don't just fall off until they eventually die. So these lepers couldn't come to Jesus. So the scripture says they saw Jesus and from afar off. They cried and said, Lord, have mercy on us. And Jesus responds in the 14th verse. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came that as they went, they were healed. Our message is going to come out of that today. And it's a very simple message. The message is, as you go. That's all it is. As you go. Sometimes we make serving God, worshiping God, too difficult. All God requires us to do is to be obedient. Now, these lepers were in a bad situation. I wonder if that was some of us. Now, we're going to ask you to replace leprosy with something that you're going through right now. Replace leprosy. You got a bad situation. You got something that you need a healing from. You got something that you need a miracle from. How many know those are God specializes? I said, how many know God specializes in the things that are impossible? And I heard the Lord say, what is impossible with man is possible with God. So God specializes in the things that are impossible. So right now, whatever your situation is, you put yourself in there, and you put your situation in there, and remember to ask you, Lord, thank you. As you begin to move by faith, as you begin to move in obedience, God will move. Now that you replace your name and whatever your situation is with leprosy, if God can't stop and tell you to go, how many of you say, well, what good is going to do? What difference does it make? I can't do you to get here. I came to you to touch me. And all you can tell me is to go and show yourself to the priest. Now to the natural person, that don't make a lot of sense. But to the Jews, it made a lot of sense. Because they knew that when you went to show yourself to the priest, that the priest would declare you clean. Leviticus, the 13th chapter, and also the 14th chapter. It talks about the ceremony and what you have to go through to be cleansed. But the only one that could declare you cleansed if you were a Jew was the priest. So the Lord said, well, now go yourself, show yourself to the priest. But I wonder today, how many of us have a leprosy, whatever that leprosy is, and God has been telling you to go? But you won't move. You just stay right where you are and you say, I'm not going to do anything till God blesses me. But these leopards began to go. Now, I want to make a comparison. How many of you know that God doesn't deliver us all the same way? Does y'all know that? So, if God blesses the delivery one way, I'm going to say, well, if you would know what God was telling you to do, you know how you are. You're not church people. I know we have a great crowd. But God can deliver you this way. Yes, we do have a great cloud of witnesses. But God didn't tell you he's going to do every deliverance the same way. So some of us, when it comes to God, we say, man, you did it for sister so-and-so, God's going to is we like to dictate to God, to tell God how to do it. So the lepers, the 10 lepers, they already knew the account of what happened in the 5th chapter, because a leper came to Jesus. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now Jesus did something that you weren't supposed to do for a leper. The Bible says he went there.
What do you know? Why is he here? There's a whole lot.
Believe it or not, I don't believe one half of my life over your age. I didn't just jump up here. I was your age one time. And I used to go to church and I used to wonder. My mom used to take us home, do that, you know, up down south. You said that, I'm sorry. You know what's in the said. But my mom would take us home and sit us down and read us the Bible. But the Bible didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But the one thing I tell you this, if you believe, you won't understand that now. But the song said, bye and bye. You understand it better?
Bye
and bye. Bye and bye. Well, I will assure you this. If you press your way and touch God, if you reach out and feel God, you'll realize that God's not dead.